Markoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Let's go Spikes. Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Back here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park, Joe Putnam along with you, getting you set for the Diamond Dogs and the Bored Apes, the first ever NFT Classic. As the Spikes turn into the State College Diamond Dogs, the Crosscutters turn into the Williamsport Bored Apes tonight, representing their respective NFT collections. And I know Evan Mendoza, who is a 2017 New York Penn League batting champion, enjoyed his time here in Happy Valley. He would love to be here tonight. He really spearheaded this whole thing. He created, of course, the Diamond Dogs NFT collection, but after bringing the idea, it just grew and grew and grew into the NFT Classic we have tonight. Evan is right now with the Memphis Redbirds. I really wish Evan the best. He does have a videotaped message for the fans here in State College. Those who have traveled from abroad and those who are visiting here from State College and Williamsport. And so the Diamond Dogs and Bored Apes wearing the jerseys, and Evan, by the way, designed the jerseys not only for the Diamond Dogs but also for the Bored Apes. And it was great to see, of course, the Bored Apes, so each with a different token from the Bored Ape Yacht Club featured on their jerseys. The Spikes with a different token from the Diamond Dogs selections worn on their jerseys. And our umpires tonight, Bill Worthington is behind the plate. Nick Swaha will work at first base. Cody Kogan is at third. As the players being introduced along with the Field of Dreams team from the Phillipsburg Little League, great to see them out here tonight. Phillipsburg All-Stars introduced to the crowd along with the players. And always a great, and by the way, Field of Dreams opportunities available for your squad, 814-272-1711. Here's our public address announcer, Rodney Martin.
Hats. Joining us this evening to honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem, please welcome from the Central Pennsylvania Autism Community, Aaron Corey.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts touched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night, and our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Corey.
Representing the Central PA Autism Community, doing a great job tonight. And we are set for baseball here in the first ever NFT Classic. Evan Mendoza addressing the crowd right now. Let's listen in.
I'm also a current infielder with the Memphis Redbirds, which is the AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. This event is going to be so special to me because the State College Spikes are turning into my NFT project, the Diamond Dogs, while the Crosscutters are turning into the Bored Ape Yacht Club, representing real holders with custom jerseys designed by me. A portion of ticket sales are going to be heading over to the Little League of my hometown of Sarasota, Florida, and I urge everyone to check out the team store for the NFT Classic commemorative t-shirts, where proceeds are going to that Little League as well. Thank you everyone for coming out to this historic event, and go Dogs!
Great to hear from Evan Mendoza, the creator of the Diamond Dogs NFT collection, which is the namesake of the State College Spikes tonight, transforming as part of the NFT Classic. The America's Carpet Outlet first pitch is next on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of what health is, a combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Set to go here on a beautiful evening for baseball. 83 degrees, winds blowing out gently to right field, and the first pitch tonight at 6:40. Brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, locally your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in St. Collins for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. The first pitch was a strike on the outer edge. Next pitch down and in from Connor Brandon. And Brandon making his eighth appearance, his first start of the season. 1-0 record. Season ERA 13.03, but spoiled a bit by a rough outing last time out. Charged with six runs in a third of an inning. So that will definitely come down as a pitch outside for a ball to the left-handed hitting Etzel, center fielder, two-time MLB Draft League Player of the Week this year, batting .380 on the season. He fouls one to the Geisinger Champions Club. It ricochets back down to the seats below. Etzel with a .486 on-base percentage, seven doubles, two triples, three home runs, and a league-leading 21 RBIs in 26 games. Here's the 2-2. Tap to the right side, backhanded by Simpson. He'll underhand to Brandon, the pitcher coming over to cover the bag. And it's executed. Flaw is down for the first out of this NFT Classic. Joe Putnam along with you here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Steve Jones will be back with us in the second half of the season, enjoying a well-deserved vacation. And here is Isaac Nunez, the shortstop, batting .275 this season. Five doubles, a homer, five runs knocked in, a .408 on base percentage. Connor Brandon going exclusively from the stretch. His first pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. Fastball at 93 miles an hour. And Connor Brandon has definitely got a live arm. His fastball will be between 92 and 94. He can ratchet it up to 96. Here's the 0-1. Fastball just missed outside, 1-1 the count. Once again, our umpires, Bill Worthington behind the plate, Nick Swaha at first, and Cody Kogan at third. Brandon also, by the way, in addition to the velocity, as the 1-1 comes in. It's a great spin rate. There's a breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge, 1-2. That one, RPM's over 2,600, nearly 2,700. Fastball was near 2,500 RPMs two pitches ago. The 1-2, breaking ball down and away, skips away from Ryan Blackwell. He'll just retrieve a new baseball. And Brendan Knoll, started recently, will go out and fetch the baseball. That's the way the Spikes do it. They really share duties in terms of chasing down baseballs, being the bat boy, so to speak. The 2-2, down and in. 3-2, generally speaking, it is the pitchers who went in the previous game, although, and Noel was a part of that, I should say. He pitched four innings last night, giving up a run on two hits. Here's a 3-2 in tight, ball four, and a one-out walk puts the first runner on in the game. That'll bring Taden Hall to the plate, the Williamsport DH. Hall this season batting .326, a .508. On-base percentage, reaching base in more five doubles, 10 runs knocked in. His on-base percentage does lead the MLB Draft League by a full 21 points over Andrew Cassetti of Trenton. Nunez leading off first. He's 4-for-4 in steal attempts this year, a first pitch ball. That missed outside to Taden Hall. Jesse Litch, the Williamsport manager, coaching at third. Ron Perodin coaching at first. And a toss over to first base. Both teams are, by the way, wearing their normal caps. Spikes or the Diamond Dogs tonight wearing the navy blue cap with the Deerhead logo on the front. Spikes, of course, a takeoff of a Spike Deer. Pitch outside for ball 2-0. It's a youthful deer whose horns are just starting to grow, and thus they are just like two spikes, or maybe even just one spike protruding out. And it also makes reference to the youth of the ball players who are trying to start their major league dreams and make them come true. Throw on to first. Back standing is Nunez. Of course, many of the folks who have listened in for a while know exactly the story behind the State College Spikes, but we have a new audience tonight. Several of the holders of the NFTs from these two great collections tuning in here to see their jerseys in action And the pitch down and in for a ball, 3-0. In fact, I was talking with Connor before the game. He said he got into a text conversation with the holder of the NFT featured on his jersey. He's very excited, looking forward to performing well. Bluff steal on the 3-0. Fastball is high for ball four. Back-to-back walks put runners on first and second with one out. Here in the top of the first inning is Hogan McIntosh strides to the plate. McIntosh did not play in last night's game between these two teams. For the season, he's batting .255, two doubles, a triple, two home runs, 10 runs batted in, a .300 on-base percentage. But as of late, he has been swinging a hot bat. McIntosh, in his last five games, hitting .368 with a fourth of his 10 RBIs have come in those last five contests. In the right-handed box, Brandon to the plate. Breaking ball low. Actually, 94 on that one. That did not break. And Jim Gott, Spike's pitching coach, is headed out immediately to have a chat with his pitcher, try and calm things down here in the opening frame. Of course, so much going on tonight. Clearfield County night at the ballpark. The Geisinger Kid Zone is in full swing in left field, and it is free all evening long, as it is for each one of the community nights with the State College Spikes in Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Plus baseball bingo tonight. Of course, it's the action when the Spikes tonight, the Diamond Dogs on the field, that determines the winning numbers in baseball bingo. But each fan has picked up a bingo card at the gates and also the Giant Customer Service Center. See one fan coming down with his baseball bingo card right now. 1-0 count to McIntosh. Brandon to the plate. There's a called strike. Fastball at 93 on the inside corner. 1-1 to McIntosh, and he's the McDonald's strikeout guy. If he strikes out, everybody in the ballpark gets a free Big Mac with any purchase over the next 3 days at a local participating McDonald's just by showing their game ticket. And the 1-1 breaking ball is swung on and missed. It's 1-2. There was about a two-week drought in the midst of this first half of the season for the strikeout guy, but it has picked up. Strikeout guy has been whammied in each of the last two Spikes home games. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Fastball missed inside. More of a hope from the crowd that that would have been a called strike three. That was well inside. Two balls, two strikes. Chance of Big Mac from the crowd. Two balls, two strikes. Bluff steal, the pitch, bounced, foul. First base side. Top of the first inning, no score between the Diamond Dogs and the Bored Apes. Brendan Knoll delivers some new baseballs out to plate umpire Bill Worthington. Isaac Nunez at second, Taden Hall at first after walks. Connor Brandon looking to delight the crowd here by striking out Hogan McIntosh. Here's the 2-2, and did he go? Yes, he did, says Nick Swaha. Big Macs for everybody. And always a rousing ovation. It's always nice when it gets done early in the ball game as well. Otherwise, you will never hear a crowd as disappointed in and out as there is when a opposing player grounds one to second. I mean, the out is made, and now two outs in the inning, but when that happens, this crowd, they're just disappointed. But there's no disappointment tonight, not at the NFT Classic. Lance Logsdon at the plate. Left-handed hitter takes a breaking ball for a called strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Logsdon this season batting .278, two doubles and a home run, as well as five RBIs in 13 games in his return to Williamsport after being named the Crosscutters Team MVP in 2021. The 0-1. That travels outside. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1 the count. Logsdon with a .490 on base percentage this season. Does not have the minimum plate appearances to appear on the official MLB Draft League leaderboard, but that would be second in the league if he did. The 1-1, there goes the runner to third. Pitch swung on and missed. Bouncing throw to third will not be in time. Isaac Nunez with his fifth steal of the season Taden Hall remains at first. Two balls and a strike to Logsdon. Ryan Blackwell doing the catching tonight. Will Simpson is at first base. Ty Hill at second base. Lucas Cook at shortstop. Kevin Karstetter is at third. The outfield for the Spikes, Lyndon Weaver in left, Jordan Williams in center, and Jorge Cartagena in right. 1-2 to Logsdon. Looks in for the sign from Blackwell and gets it. The pitch. That's outside, and Logsdon did not chase. Two balls, two strikes. Now the wind blowing in about 5 to 10 miles an hour now from left field. It might even be a shade over 10 miles an hour from the way that the American and Pennsylvania flags are blowing. And the 2-2 swung on and missed, strike three. High heat at 95 miles an hour. That's the second strikeout of the night for Connor Brandon. And it's brought to you by our friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. No runs for the Bored Apes in the top of the first. No hits, two runners left on. End of one half inning. It's the Bored Apes nothing. The Diamond Dogs coming to bat for the first time. And we'll have the bottom of the first inning for you in this NFT Classic right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Cavarilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Cavarilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up!
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spike Dreams, and whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
A 235 opponent's batting average. And it'll be Jordan Williams, Lyndon Weaver, and Will Simpson in the top third of the order. Alex Terrell, Kevin Karstetter, Lucas Cook, the 4-5-6 hitters, Ty Hill, Ryan Blackwell, and Jorge Cartagena rounding out the order for the State College Diamond Dogs, looking resplendent in those blue and purple dominant jerseys. Yellow and gray, mostly the colors for the Bored Apes. Of course, they vary. And, of course, the Bored Apes jerseys feature flags from across the world representing the holders of Bored Ape Yacht Club NFTs. Here is Jordan Williams. The switch-hitting center fielder is hitting .297 this season. A double, two runs knocked in. .372 on base percentage. He stole three bases last night. He has six total on the year. Spikes had seven as a team, one shy of the all-time franchise record for a single game. Williams showed bunt on the first pitch, drew it back. The pitch was outside for a ball, 1-0. Native of Odessa, Florida, he's going to be continuing his collegiate career at Florida State. The 1-0. Fastball low, 2-0 the count, 90 on the fastball from Rodriguez. Williams last night also collected a pair of hits and walked once. ...2-0 to Williams. In tight, ball three. Missed with a 91 mile an hour fastball. And if Williams gets on, it's a new catcher tonight. Hogan McIntosh taking his turn behind the dish. But I would say that Jordan Williams will still test the waters after last night's sterling performance on the base paths in the 3-0. Missed low. Ball forward is the leadoff man in the bottom of the first. And that'll bring Lyndon Weaver to the plate. Weaver, the left fielder, with a 200 batting average but a 340 on-base percentage this season. He has collected three doubles, three triples, which lead the MLB Draft League, that category. One home run, five runs knocked in. He's playing his 23rd game for the Spikes. And the pitch homeward. Fastball missed outside. Mauricio Rodriguez has not been able to find the zone in his first five pitches tonight. Lyndon also with 14 stolen bases on the year, the most on the Spikes. The 1-0, up and in, ball two. Well, if Rodriguez is missing the zone here to start the game, then really Jordan Williams, that's why Jordan Williams has not gone on the first two pitches. Spikes, or rather the Diamond Dogs, want to make Rodriguez prove he can throw a strike here. And rather than chancing out at second base, they'll surely take another walk as Weaver swings, and that one skips past Adrian Williams into center field. Well, that was a sharp grounder. And now runners at first and second. And that will be a base hit. Again, the swiftness of that ground ball up the middle. Williams ranging to his right. And Adrian Williams, I should say, just unable to come up with it because of its speed. So now Will Simpson at the plate. And he's been a fearsome presence for the Spikes this summer. A 293 batting average, two doubles, a triple, five home runs, 14 RBIs, 377 on base percentage. And he swings with the first pitch, lines it to left field, a base hit. Williams moves up to third, Weaver to second. The bases are loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the first, and the Spikes with a chance to get on the board in a big way in the opening frame. And they've got the bat to do it right here. And Alex Terrell, the Florida State product of Miami, is hitting 244 with the Spikes, a 340 on base percentage. Three doubles, three home runs, including the tape-measured shot in Mahoning Valley earlier this week. 13 runs batted in already in 12 games. He had a three-run homer last night in Williamsport. Breaking ball is low, 1-0 the count. And it's only in comparison with the towering homer he hit in Mahoning Valley that was short. It went 385 feet. At Muncie Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. The 1-0 to Terrell. He swings, pops this up foul. Ball will travel into the Kaiser Champions Club third base side. And our first error of the game committed by a fan in the crowd. He had both hands on the ball. Got to be able to make that play. I don't think that the scouts that are here at tonight's game are going to be making their way up to sign him to a contract. 1-1 the count. Pitch homeward. That's a called strike on the outer edge. 1-2. Breaking ball from Rodriguez. In that instance, he has thrown 11 pitches and only four strikes to this point. And of those four strikes, two have been base hits. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, tap foul behind the plate. Nice grab by Kevin Karstetter. Waiting on deck. They'll toss it to Brendan Knoll, who has so many baseball in his left hand. I think he's training his hands to become like Johnny Bench, the old Reds catcher, Hall of Famer, who could hold seven, and I believe still can hold seven baseballs in one hand. It's amazing. The 1-2, tip foul at the plate, and may have nicked the mitt of McIntosh, but he did not hold on. So it's a foul ball and a 1-2 count. Beautiful evening for baseball here. Temperatures in the low 80s, now at 82. The wind, nice breeze from left center field. Just gorgeous. The 1-2 swung on. That's the first strikeout for Mauricio Rodriguez tonight. One down in the bottom of the first. Bases remain loaded for Kevin Karstetter. Karstetter is hitting 301 this season, a 414 on base percentage, four doubles, a home run, nine runs batted in. Karstetter, by the way, also swift of foot and has showcased that this summer. 12 stolen bases, tied for 7th most in the league and 2nd most on the spikes. And the pitch homeward. Kevin lays off, breaking ball up high, 1-0 the count. Spikes have been successful in bases loaded situations overall this summer. Here's the 1-0. Bouncer up the middle to his left. Shortstop Nunez slips to second. No, he doesn't. It's dropped by Williams. Everybody's safe. A run will score on the first error of the game, and the Spikes are on top, 1-0. The Diamond Dogs, I should say, and Fear the Dog. Usually it's Fear the Deer, but now the Nookie Monster dancing in left center field. As the Diamond Dogs take the lead in the NFT Classic, that'll be an error assist to Williams on the drop catch at second. It'll be a fielder's choice for Karstetter, but he will get credit for the RBI, his 10th of the year. And now Lucas Cook, the batter. Cook, the shortstop, batting 250 this summer, 4 doubles, 13 runs batted in, a .372 on base percentage. For Karstetter, that is the third time he's been able to drive in runs with the bases loaded. He has 6 of his 10 RBIs in a bases loaded situation. So capitalizing on the opportunity, and Cook takes ball 1 low. Lucas this summer, 0-for-2, but has walked with the bases loaded to bring in a run. Spikes has a team coming in with a .367 on base percentage with runners at all 3 sacks. They've held opposing hitters, by the way, to a 2 batting average with the bases loaded. That's a testament to Spikes' pitchers. And that pitch missed. 2 balls, no strikes. Rodriguez dangles the arm. 2-0 the hitter's count. It's even more of a hitter's count now as that pitch missed low. 90 miles an hour, 3-0 to Cook with Ty Hill lurking on deck. Spikes already up, 1-0. Pair of hits and an error, plus a walk thrown in. It's Weaver at third, Simpson at second, Karstetter at first. Rodriguez comes set at the midsection. Here's the 3-0. That's low, ball 4. Second walk of the inning, but Rodriguez has now thrown 20 pitches, 8 for strikes, and he brings in another run. Cook will get an RBI the easy way as Weaver scores. Simpson moves to third, and Karstetter to second. It's a 2-0 Spikes lead. And now Jeff De La Concha, the Williamsport pitching coach, will head to the mound to have a chat. Of course, we saw Jim Gott do that to Connor Brandon for State College in the top of this first inning, and he was able to settle Connor down. It was first and second, one out. Brandon responds with back-to-back strikeouts. Now, De La Concha looking to do the same for the crosscutters. He's out there with Hogan McIntosh, the catcher, and certainly seems like words of encouragement for a pitcher. Obviously, the physical portion is important, but the mental portion, especially during games and especially when facing adversity, really is even more important. That's what separates elite pitchers from the pack. Ty Hill into the right-handed batter's box, leads the MLB Draft League in walks with 19 this season, a .176 batting average, but a .385 on base percentage. He has smashed 3 homers and has knocked in 11 runs, and he takes a ball, 1-0. Hill, with the bases loaded for the Spikes this year, has been up twice but does not have enough pitch, so he's brought in 2 runs even without the benefit of an at-bat. With the bases loaded, the 1-0 to Hill. That's a called strike. Breaking ball nicks the lower portion of the plate. It's 1-1. 2-0 State College here in the bottom of the first. The Diamond Dogs taking the opening lead of the contest and looking to expand upon it. Bases loaded, one out. The 1-1 to Hill. Did he go? Yes, he did. And Nick Swaha saw that all the way from his first base perch. 1-2 the count on the breaking ball. Nick's a great umpire, and Great to see him back out here tonight. Of course, all three of these gentlemen have been excellent umpires in the MLB Draft League. Cody Kogan working at third, Bill Worthington at the plate. And the 1-2 to Hill swung on and missed. Second strikeout for Mauricio Rodriguez. The bases remain loaded. Here is Ryan Blackwell, the State College catcher, hitting .265 this season, a .444 on base percentage, four doubles, three runs knocked in. In bases loaded situations for the Spikes, he's 1-for-2 with a pair of RBIs. Rodriguez comes set at the midsection. The first pitch to Blackwell, fastball and a called strike in the outer half of the plate. 2-0 Diamond Dogs leading it. Dave Tremblay, the manager, coaching at third. Will Johnson coaching at first. And here's the 0-1. That's fouled to our right. And back into the crowd it goes. 0-2 to Blackwell. Good crowd on hand tonight. Plenty of great groups. It is Clearfield County night here at the ballpark. Also, fans just enjoying a nice evening. And if you want to enjoy one, whether in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, the Geisinger Champions Club, or elsewhere, you can do so. The 0-2 to Blackwell, a breaking ball, called a strike three. But the Spikes do score a pair of runs. They do so on two hits, one error, and three runners left on base. End of one inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park in the NFT Classic. 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Top of the second inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The State College Diamond Dogs leading the Williamsport Board Apes 2-0. Connor Brandon back on the mound. Brandon throwing 26 pitches in his first inning of work, 12 for strikes, but he's able to fight through a couple walks, strike out the last two batters of the inning. He'll now face Logan Flood, Cole Evans, and Travis Holt, the 6-7-8 batters in the state in the Williamsport order. And the first one is Logan Flood, and the first pitch to him is a fastball for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Flood hitting .242 this season, a .425 on base percentage, one home run, seven runs knocked in. He's also contributed four doubles and a triple. Bounces this one off the plate to third. Short hop goes off the heel of on. That'll be a base hit. Hot shot to the hot corner. And with a bounce off the plate, Carstetter coming in. That's a difficult play. And if you look at the book, and of course Matt Rudisill, our official scorer tonight, all over it, in the rule book, the key phrase is ordinary effort. So if you're watching a baseball game, is that a hit? Is that an error? If the fielder could have made the play with ordinary effort, generally that is the standard for if it's an error. If it took extraordinary effort to get to the ball, it's not an error. It's a hit. Here's a pop-up. Right side of the infield off the bat of Cole Evans. Second baseman Ty Hill calls for it. Makes the catch in the shallow grass in right field. Flood remains at first. One away in the top of the second. Sometimes it's interesting just to take a look through the rule book. And what's really interesting is every rule that's in there, and baseball's really the only sport where the rules for scoring the game or keeping the stats of the game are included in the official rules of the game. But every one of them, there's a reason behind it, and some of the stories are just fascinating. Here's a bouncer on to third. Carcetta charging in again. Gloves it. Fires across the diamond in time to get Travis Holt. And that's the kind of plays we almost expect from Kevin Carcetta. He has done a lot of work this summer with Dave Tremblay, working to become an even better third baseman. And he grabs the out there. Flood moves to second. Two gone in the top of the second inning. For instance, there's the rule, and this is apropos of nothing, but when a runner is tagging up from a base, it is only when the fielder first touches the ball. Fielder doesn't have to catch the ball for the runner to start going. If the fielder touches the ball, then the runner can tag and start going to the next base. Pitches inside to Adarian Williams, the Williamsport second baseman, making his first appearance of the series. .214 batting average, a double, a homer, 8 runs knocked in this summer. That's because in the 19th century, it was an actual strategy on a fly ball. The outfielder, as Williams swings and misses, 1-1 the count, the outfielder would just bat the ball to themselves. It prevented a runner, say, from tagging from third trying to score. So they implemented the rule. It's when the fielder first touches the ball, that's when the runner can start tagging and going to the next base. The 1-1, that's low and away, gets past Blackwell to the backstop. That'll move Flood to third. Two balls and a strike. Matthew Etzel, the Williamsport leadoff man, who still leads the MLB Draft League in several offensive categories, on deck. 2-1, breaking ball low, 3-1 the count. Etzel has actually dropped down to second in the league in batting average, but he still leads in RBIs, base hits, runs scored, total bases. And the 3-1 pitch in tight for a ball. Third walk issued by Connor Brandon. Adarian Williams now at first. Logan Flood at third. And here is Matthew Etzel, the center fielder, 0-for-1. He grounded out to first with a pitcher covering in the first inning. 2-0 Diamond Dogs. Some of you may know them better as the State College Spikes as we play in the top of the second here in the first ever NFT Classic at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, spearheaded by our former Spikes player, Evan Mendoza, who we know is tuning in as much as he can. The runner goes off on the pitch, through the legs. Blackwell picks it up, but Brandon not there to cover, and Blackwell unable to get the throw away to the plate as Flood will score on the play. Williams moves to second, and the Williamsport is on the board. It's now 2-1. So the previous play that moved Flood to third base was a wild pitch. That might be an interesting one because Williams was breaking for second, so he will likely get credit for a stolen base, but then the runner from third scoring on what is either a wild pitch or a passed ball, I believe. Regardless of how it's scored, the upshot is it's a 1-0 count to Etzel and a 2-1 lead now for the Diamond Dogs as the high fastball swung on and missed. One of second for Williams since he was breaking and a passed ball to score Flood. As of now, that renders that run unearned on Connor Brandon's record. Here's the 1-1. Tapper to the right side. Hill, the second baseman, charges in, scoops it up off the dirt, tossed to first in time, and the inning is over. So that will be an unearned run. The damage done by the Bored Apes in the top of the second. A run on a hit. One runner left on base. End of 1.5 innings. State College 2, Williamsport 1 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And Doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Caparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparilla Furniture in Bellefonte, always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Bottom half of the second inning, Jorge Cleaver, the 9-1 and 2 batters due up for the Diamond Dogs, starting with Cartagena, the 18-year-old outfielder from Puerto Rico, Carolina, Puerto Rico to be exact, takes a breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Cartagena batting 173 this summer, but a .246 on base percentage, two doubles, and a run knocked in. He did not play in last night's opener of the series, which is alternating locations. We're in Williamsport last night. Cartagena takes another strike on the outer edge, 0-2. We're in Happy Valley tonight. We go back to Williamsport tomorrow at 4:05 to complete this series. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Hogan McIntosh. 1-2 the count. And then no Monday off day. We're right back in action. Back here in Medler Field, Lebrano Park for the opener of a three-game set against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Here's a tapper out in front of the plate. Picked up by the catcher, McIntosh. His throw to first in time. And Cartagena is the first out of the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring Jordan Williams to the plate. The switch-hitting center fielder drew a walk to lead off for the Spikes in the first. And then scored the Spikes' first run. So Karstetter with the RBI and what is a fielder's choice. There was an error on the play that scored the first run, and then a bases loaded walk to Lucas Cook. Here's the first pitch to Jordan Williams in the second inning. Down and in for a ball, 1-0. One gone, just a beautiful, beautiful evening for baseball. The clouds marching above us onto Mount Nittany, off in the distance in center field as Williams takes a strike. Showed bunt again. It's 1-1. The Nittany Mountains cascading down beyond the left center field wall and on down the line as the 1-1, a breaking ball for a called strike. It's 1-2. Of course, Tussie Mountain also visible. Great fun area locally, a ski area in the wintertime, but in the summertime, plenty of fun to be had. 1-2. Tapper to the right side. Up on it is Williams. Second baseman throws to first in time. Two away. Lyndon Weaver the batter now, and the left fielder singled and scored in the opening frame. 2-1 lead for State College here in the bottom of the second inning. Two hits for the Diamond Dogs, one for the Bored Apes. One error for the Bored Apes, and State College without one thus far. The pitch, breaking ball down and away. 1-0 the count. Mauricio Rodriguez went through a tough first inning, trying to bounce back as Weaver bounces this one between first and second, a base hit. His second of the night. Spikes third as a team. And with two outs, a runner on for Will Simpson. State College first baseman singled in the first. Got all the way around to third and was stranded there. And five home runs this season, leading the MLB Draft League. So he's a threat anytime he steps to the plate. So is the man behind him, Alex Doral, if this inning continues. The 1-0, tap foul, left side. 1-1 the count. Will's been a tremendous player. He's a great defensive first baseman. puts in the work, puts in the time day in and day out, and it has paid dividends in what he has been able to produce here in the MLB Draft League. Already previously drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates. But passed that up, went to the University of Washington, played some ball there, and now with the Spikes and bidding to hear his name once again in 2 weeks, or just about a week and a half in Los Angeles. 2-1 to Simpson, missed inside, 3-1. Draft taking place simultaneously with the Major League All-Star break for the second consecutive year. Of course, last year held in Denver. This year in L.A. is the All-Star game will take place at Dodger Stadium. Fastball down and away, taking off for second is Weaver, and he will make second without a throw to collect his 15th stolen base of the season. A 3-2 count to Will Simpson. Two gone in the bottom of the second, but now another potential run in scoring position. A 3-1 count, excuse me. Three balls and a strike. And the pitch. Up and in, ball four. So Simpson draws the walk. It's the third one issued by Mauricio Rodriguez. And now first and second, two outs, and the Spikes, after a couple of ground outs, have generated a threat here in the second inning. And here's Alex Terrell. He struck out his first time up against Rodriguez. But the left-handed hitting DH might have the right field bleachers in mind. Terrell, a native of Davie, Florida. Good speed on the base pass. Excellent speed with Weaver at second. He'll score on pretty much any base hit. Terrell takes a breaking ball for a called strike on the inner half. Rodriguez looks towards second. Here's the 0-1. Grounder, ski ball up the middle, taken by the shortstop. Nunez, he'll go to second himself and makes it there ahead of Simpson. And his step on the bag will end the second inning. The Spikes with no runs on one hit, two runners left on in the frame. At the end of two complete, it is State College 2, Williamsport 1 here at the NFT Classic on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients, and received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back home for four games full of fun this week. Monday is old school baseball night on a Buck Monday. Tuesday means $2 walking tacos on game show night. Wednesday is kids take over the ballpark. And it's a thirsty Thursday on Ag Night. Game time is 6:35 all four nights. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Into the third inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. 2-1 lead for State College. Connor Brandon back on the mound. He has thrown 38 pitches his first two innings. And he faces Isaac Nunez to start the third. First pitch ball up and in on Nunez, who walked and stole a base in the first inning but was stranded at third. The 1-0 lifted foul, first base side. One ball, one strike. Lights are on all the way around, but still plenty of sunlight here, though the sun not necessarily shining on the field, obscured a bit by the clouds. Outfield has just a bit more light upon in as the 1-1 swung on and missed. Nunez tried to chase it down low. Count now 1-1. One ball, two strikes. Brandon sets and delivers. That's fouled, first base side. Count remains the same. State College Diamond Dogs jerseys, as well as those of the Williamsport Bored Apes, going to the holders of the NFTs featured on each one of them tonight after the game. And in some cases, it might be a little bit after the game. They have to be shipped abroad. But great way to engage and bring the holders together. I know several of them have made the trip here to Happy Valley. They've been meeting, having IRL meetups here in State College. The 2-2 tapped on to short, taken on two bounces by Lucas Cook. Slings it over to first in time. One down in the top of the third. And they'll have more meetups after the game tonight, so it's great to be able to bring people together. That's always what we pride ourselves on here at the State College Spikes, as a gathering place for everyone in our community. But as we know, the community can be a big one. You know, it can be a global community at times, and to be able to provide that sense of community here at the ballpark is just outstanding. It's another method now to do it, bringing things into from a digital realm into the analog world on the baseball diamond at the ballpark, the sights, the sound, the smells, just adding to the experience. First pitch to Taden Hall is outside, ball one. Hall drew a walk back in the first, left-handed hitting DH. Starts with an open stance, and then he closes it up as the pitcher goes into his delivery. The 1-0, high and away, ticks off the mitt of Blackwell. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody on base, simply ball two. Brandon with one unearned run against him so far in 2 1/3 innings. One of his longer outings of the season already. Pitch. That's high and tight for a ball. 3-0 the count. Brandon has previously made 7 appearances, all as a reliever for the Spikes. The University of Toledo in the 3-0 pitch, swung on and missed, 3-1. This is his longest outing by innings this year, and with 48 pitches now under his belt, it's his longest by number of pitches as well. The 3-1, that's fouled left side, and the count is full. No action in the State College bullpen. For that matter, no action in the Williamsport bullpen. Mauricio Rodriguez, who had generally been a reliever, getting the start tonight as well. And the two have generally had similar outings. Right now, State College leading 2-1. He's a broken back grounder to the right side. It takes a hop, a quick hop over the mid of Ty Hill into right field. The barrel of the bat came flying toward Hill, though he was able to avoid that, but then the sharp hop it took right at the end kicked off the mitt. And now with a runner on and one out, here's Hogan McIntosh, the Williamsport catcher, struck out against Brandon in the first. And that will be a base hit, and it's a bad hop. And again, ordinary effort with a hop like that would have taken an extraordinary effort to haul that in and be able to get the ball away. Brandon comes set, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him with a breaking ball. Starting off, pitching backwards, it's called sometimes, because generally you want to get strike one over, and the surest pitch for a strike is usually the fastball. But if you can get your slider or your curveball over for strikes, it gives you another weapon in the arsenal. Throw to first, diving back in is Hall. Hall has not successfully stolen a base this year. He's been caught stealing all 3 times he's tried. Brandon to the dish. Fastball down and in, 1-1. That's why oftentimes it's called pitching backwards, because order is fastball to start, and then you mix in your breaking stuff, your off-speed deliveries. But if you start off with that, it can discombobulate the hitter. Toss to first, and back diving again is Taden Hall. And, of course, as batters see pitchers more, they're going to get a better read on what they're going to do. So if you can vary things up even a little bit, it might get you out on the mound a little longer. Breaking ball, swing, a check swing by McIntosh, but a swing fully on appeal in the view of Nick Swaha, and the count is 1-2. Hall resumes his leadoff first, held on there by Simpson. The 1-2. Called strike three. Got him with a breaking ball over the inner half. The slider did the work. His third strikeout of the night. That's brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 17 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Lance Logsdon returns to the dish. Left-handed hitting first baseman struck out back in the first. He was the second strikeout for Connor Brandon, who delivers a fastball and a called strike on the outer half. 93 miles an hour, 0-1 the count. And, of course, the TrackMan system implemented here at Medler Field, Lebrona Park, and at all six ballparks across the MLB Draft League can really go in-depth with the data. Here's a bouncer up the middle, past Brandon into center field, a base hit. Hall moves to second, a two-out single for Lance Logsdon. That is the third hit of the night for the Crosscutters. Runners on first and second, two outs, and here is Logan Flood, the Williamsport left fielder, singled and scored what is to this point the Crosscutters' lone run of the game last inning. And it is 2-1 State College, top of the third inning. The Diamond Dogs, usually known as the Spikes, taking the lead with both runs in the opening frame. Hall leads off second, Logsdon off first. Brandon sets it all over and away. 1-0. Tomorrow afternoon. So used to the night games here, but we're back to daytime baseball on Sunday. 4:05 in Williamsport. We'll be on air with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Nittany Health at 3:50. And Brandon turns towards second, chases Hall back. Cody Kogan has an up-close look at the pitcher. He's normally the third base umpire, but they shift around based on the base runners. It's the 1-0 upstairs, ball two. In a two-umpire system, the base umpire will either be behind the pitcher or will go stay at first base whenever the bases are empty. Three-umpire system, they'll start at the lines, first and third, and then as runners go on, shift around. Of course, in a four-umpire system, which is employed at the major league level, you have an umpire for each base, and they stay where they're at basically at all times. Subtle shifts in positioning based on where the runners are at. Then you can have six umpires for the All-Star game and for postseason play in the big leagues. The 2-0 taken for a ball low, 3-0, fastball at 93. And when the Spikes were part of the New York Penn League, the All-Star game in that league would use six umpires, although postseason play would use four. Remains to be seen how many umpires will be at the MLB Draft League Championship game this year. The 3-0 is swung on and missed by Flood. 3-1 is the count. 2-1 State College, top of the third inning. First and second, two outs. Connor Brandon trying to finish off the outing in a big way. There is right-handed action starting up in the State College bullpen as a breaking ball missed low and away, ball four. The fourth walk issued by Connor Brandon, and now the bases loaded for the Bored Apes. Batter, the right fielder, swung at the first pitch and popped it up to the second baseman, Ty Hill, last time up. And before he can get set, Jim Gotts, the State College pitching coach, is going to head out for his second visit to Connor Brandon. Again, technically, in the MLB Draft League, there's no limit on visits, but generally speaking, coaches try to hold to the, I guess, pre-2020 standard of coaches can make a visit in an inning on the second visit of an inning or on the third visit overall to the same pitcher. They have to remove the pitcher from the game. So this is likely going to be Connor Brandon's last inning. Jim Gott trying to just encourage him to finish strong, keep this a 2-1 game in favor of the Diamond Dogs. And Jim has finished his piece, and he and Bill Worthington chat. And, of course, now there are also just overall limitations on coaching visits and also player-to-player visits across the majors, the minors, college baseball. And the pitch. That's tap foul behind the plate, 0-1. There, even in college baseball, there are limitations on offensive visits. Once you pass a certain mark, once you get to the fourth total offensive visit, so a coach calls down a hitter to talk things over, calls over a runner to give instructions. Once you get to that, that player must be removed from the game. The 0-1 popped up sky high to the right side of the infield. Will Simpson underneath it backs up along the foul line but makes the catch in fair ground for the final out of the frame, and Connor Brandon gets out of trouble again here in the third. No runs on two hits. The bases left loaded. We're at the end of 2.5 innings. It's State College 2, Williamsport 1 here at the NFT Classic, the first of its kind at Medler Field at Lebrano Park on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 2-1 lead for the State College Diamond Dogs tonight. The Spikes transforming, as do the Williamsport Crosscutters becoming the Williamsport Board Apes. And Mauricio Rodriguez back on the mound for Williamsport. He faces Kevin Karstetter. Swings at the first pitch, bounces it up the middle. The shortstop, Nunez, on the scene. Throw to first is in time, and Karstetter set down for the first out of the inning. Now, shortstop stepped up with the bases loaded, took a walk in the first inning to give the Spikes their second run. And now the action in the Spikes bullpen has ceased for now. Trey Robertson in discussions down there, the big left-hander out of Missouri. Lucas Cook swings and misses at the opening breaking ball in this at-bat. 0-1 the count. Out of the abbreviated windup, the pitch, and that swung on and missed, 0-2. Spikes are back home Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. Monday night, we go old school. No frills presentation, hearkening back to the early days of baseball. Old school baseball night here at the ballpark as the 0-2 swung on and missed, gets away from McIntosh. He'll have to throw to first to complete the strikeout, and does. That is the fourth strikeout for Mauricio Rodriguez tonight. Two down in the bottom of the third, and here is Ty Hill, the second baseman. He struck out against Rodriguez in the first inning, and there is right-handed action in the Williamsport bullpen. Looks to be Braden Nett warming up to come in to follow Rodriguez after this inning. Ty Hill takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1 the count. Pitch. That's low for a ball, 1-1. Meanwhile, action has resumed in the State College bullpen. Mark Adamiak warming up is tied, fouls one to the third base side. 1-2 the count. 2-1 lead for State College here in the bottom of the third inning. Williamsport won the opener of the series last night in the sudden death tiebreaker after a 3-3 tie in regulation. The Crosscutters have had the Spikes number in sudden death, but go to that this season. That pitch swung on and missed. Hill down on strikes, the fifth K for Mauricio Rodriguez tonight. And the Spikes go down in order in the third. We move to the fourth. State College 2, Williamsport 1 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Into the fourth inning here at the NFT Classic, the first of its kind. And by the way, Spike's 50-50 drawing, which is held every night here in Medlar Field, Lebrano Park, at a Spike's home game, goes to a different charity every evening. And tonight, we're proud that the 50-50 beneficiary will be the Sarasota Little League in Sarasota, Florida. That's the hometown Little League for Evan Mendoza, the former Spike, headed this effort to bring the NFT Classic to fruition. And we know he is on the road with the Memphis Redbirds right now, but we know he is peering in and catching as much of this as he can, and we cannot thank Evan enough for having the vision for something like this. Bottom of the, or top of the fourth inning, I should say, and a 2-1 lead for State College, new pitcher for the Spikes. And his first pitch to Travis Holt is a strike. And that new pitcher is Josh Malaris, the University of San Francisco right-hander. And fans, the Spikes have called for a leaf with a new pitcher in the fourth inning. As Holt sends this one skyward to left, Weaver turns around but tracks the ball down in deep left field, makes the catch 10 feet shy of the warning track, one down. You too can call for a leaf by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. One gone in the fourth inning, and Adarian Williams is up for a second time. Williams walked and stole a base in the second inning, part of the same play that scored the lone Crosscutters run. We'll give you the final line on Connor Brandon in just a moment. First pitch to Williams, strike right down the heart of the plate, 0-1. Brandon, three innings of work. He yielded three hits, one run, which was unearned. He allowed four walks. One wild pitch charged to him, but three strikeouts. Here's a fly ball to the line, country Kia corner and right, but Jorge Cartagena ran out of real estate. The ball tumbles into the Spikes bullpen. 0-2 the count. Brandon threw a total of 63 pitches. Most he has thrown in a Spikes uniform, 34 of them for strikes. Malaris coming in has been very successful, especially lately on the mound. 0-1 record, 6.39 ERA. That's inflated by some early difficulties. Again, he's been outstanding as of late. 9 total outings this year. And the 0-2 is swung on and missed. Strike 3. The first strikeout for Josh Malaris. The fourth for Spike's pitching tonight. Brock earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. In 2021, we were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek and best in maternity by U.S. News & World Report. 2 down in the top of the fourth, and here is the leadoff man in the Bored Apes lineup, Matthew Etzel. Center fielder is grounded out twice, once to first, once to second. First pitch to him here is a breaking ball that drops out of the zone. 1-0. In 12 and two-thirds innings entering tonight's contest, Josh Malaris has allowed 10 runs, 9 earned on 16 hits. Fastball missed outside, 2-0. Malaris entered with 18 strikeouts to 8 walks. Opponents hitting .308 against him. And he has had several outstanding outings as of late. He's been credited with 3 holds this year as the 2-0 fastball is called a strike on the inner half of the plate. Malaris, last time out, 2/3 of an inning, did not allow a run. All right, check that. Last time out, 2 scoreless innings against Mahoning Valley. He allowed 2 hits and a walk. Struck out 1 in that outing. And the pitch. Ed swung on and missed. Strike 3 to Edsel. Second strikeout for Josh Malaris, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Pediatrics website is just for kids. Check out kids.mountnittany.org. 3 up, 3 down for Josh Malaris in the top of the fourth. We go to the bottom half. The Diamond Dogs leading the Bored Apes. State College out in front. 2-1 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, and it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. New pitcher on the mound for Williamsport here in the fourth inning, and it is the right-hander Braden Nett. And Nett will get the call here, replacing Mauricio Rodriguez. The final line on Rodriguez. 3 innings of work. He allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, one of them earned, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. He threw 52 pitches, 31 for strikes. Had a rough first inning, but was able to fight through it and complete 3 innings of work. Now Nett will take over, facing the 8-9 and 1 batters for the Spikes, Ryan Blackwell, Jorge Cartagena, and Jordan Williams. Nett, a 2-1 record this year, a 6.75 ERA in 10 previous appearances, and Ryan Blackwell fouls the first pitch to the first base side. Nett is 0-1 in save opportunities, 12 total innings of work. He's allowed 9 runs, all earned on 7 hits, 15 strikeouts to 16 walks. A ball outside, 1-1. That has also hit four batters this year, but opponents are hitting just 175 against him. The 1-1 breaking ball drops in for a strike on the inner half of the plate to the righty, Ryan Blackwell. 1-2. Ryan struck out last time up against Rodriguez. And the pitch. Fastball down and away. 2-2 the count. Wind has shifted directions a bit. It was blowing in from left center field, now blowing from left field to right field. The 2-2. Upstairs, ball three, and the count now full to Blackwell. And the pitch. Fastball just outside, ball four, and Blackwell leads off with a walk here in the bottom of the fourth. Time to fire up the Ramada Out of Town scoreboard as well. Check out the action around the rest of the MLB Draft League. In Frederick tonight, the Keys trailing Trenton 2-0. That game is in the top of the seventh of Thunder. So trying to chase down Williamsport. Three games out of first place entering tonight's action. Trenton in third place. The Crosscutters leading the MLB Draft League with an 18-12 record. First pitch to Jorge Cartagena, low for a ball. It slipped through the legs of McIntosh, but then nobody could see it. Blackwell went off of first base, looking for the baseball to see if he should go on to second, but nobody could see it, so everything stayed put. One ball, no strikes to Jorge Cartagena, runner on first. And a quick throw to first, but no tag applied. Throw is to the side of first base closer to home, so would have been tough for Lance Logsdon to try and reach around applying the tag. Net peers over the shoulder. Now the 1-0 pitch homeward, and that's tap foul behind home. 1-1 the count. Right now, the West Virginia Black Bears, two games back of the Crosscutters entering the night. Well, they lead Mahoning Valley 5-0. West Virginia actually had a chance to jump into a tie for the MLB Draft League lead last night if Williamsport had faltered. But not only Black Bears had a lead themselves, and not only did Williamsport not falter, but West Virginia lost the lead in the game to the Scrappers. 2-1, upstairs for a ball, 3-1. So Williamsport on top with an 18-12 record coming in. West Virginia two games back at 16-14. Trenton at .500. But three games back. There are eight games left on the MLB Draft League schedule for each team entering the night. There'll be seven remaining as we'll enter the final week of the first half starting tomorrow. Throw on to first, and Blackwell just did get back in time. 3-1 the count to Cartagena. The first half champion in the MLB Draft League, when the first half concludes, will advance to the MLB Draft League championship game and will host the game as the 3-1 to Cartagena foul tipped for strike two. So if Williamsport hangs on, we'll know that on Tuesday, September 6th, the MLB Draft League Championship game will be held at Muncie Bank Ballpark at Historic Bowman Field in Williamsport, but we won't know who the second half champion is just yet. That's the other piece of the puzzle. The second half begins once the draft is completed. And a bouncer goes foul, third base side. Still 3-2. The pitch lifted in the air, right center field, over for it. The center fielder Etzel will take charge, make the catch. Blackwell retreats to first. One down in the bottom of the fourth. Williams, the switch hitting center fielder, now up. By the way, the Spikes will start on the road in that second half of the MLB Draft League schedule. Of course, four home games this coming Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. First pitch to Williams, breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by McIntosh. 1-0 the count. But the opening home series of the second half will be starting July 25th when the Williamsport Crosscutters come back to town for a pair of games, the 25th and 26th. Then a four-game series against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers here, 28th through the 31st, featuring plenty of big nights. The 1-0 swung on and missed. One and one the count. One run, three hits, one error for the Williamsport Board Apes. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the State College Diamond Dogs tonight. Here at the NFT Classic. Happy Valley, they call it here in Pennsylvania. We're right next door to Penn State University. Bouncer on to second, skittering to a knee. Williams scoops it up. Throw to first is in time to retire Jordan Williams. So a Darian Williams getting Jordan Williams while Ryan Blackwell moves to second. Two down in the bottom of the fourth, and here is Lyndon Weaver. The left fielder has collected hits in each of his first two at-bats. A single in the first. He scored a run in that inning and then singled again in the second. Stole a bag, but was stranded at third. We'll update you on the major league scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. Shortstop Nunez hurrying on to second. Potential pickoff play. Bennett, and he didn't make any move towards second that he was going to throw there. Finally, he was about to throw homeward, and Weaver called time. It was granted by Bill Worthington. Now the first pitch homeward to Lyndon Weaver is a called strike. Breaking ball, upper half of the zone, 0-1. Well, a nearly full slate in the big leagues today and into the night. Check swing by Weaver. The pitch low. Appeal. He did not go around, says Nick Swaha. 1-1 the count. Ben Gamble with a two-run homer to help propel the comeback win for the Buccos. Here's the 1-1. Weaver swings and misses. Went after the high heat. It's 1-2. The Braves topped the Nationals earlier today 4-3. Guardians all over the Royals 13-1 in Kansas City. Diamondbacks defeat the Rockies 9-2. The Athletics over the Astros 3-2. One ball, two strikes to Weaver. Two gone, bottom of the fourth. A fastball upstairs, and Weaver lays off. 2-2 the count. Rangers defeat the Twins 9-7 down in Arlington. Also, the White Sox over the Tigers 8-0. The Phillies hold the Cardinals to just two hits in a 1-0 win. Alec Bohm with a sacrifice fly in the ninth, the only run of the game. 2-2 breaking ball missed outside to Weaver, and the count runs full. The Orioles defeat the Angels 1-0 today. That run scored earlier in the game in the fourth on Anthony Santander's RBI single. The O's on a bit of a winning streak, now just two games below 500. Dave Tremblay's former club. The 3-2 swung on and missed strike three. Weaver chased that low. And Nett records his first strikeout of the night. Williamsport's sixth as a staff. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Four innings complete here in Happy Valley. 2-1 lead for State College here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada offers pool and pavilion perfect for outdoor summer gatherings with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at P.J. Harrigan's featuring the best happy hour in town and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Into the fifth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The 2-3-4 hitters, Isaac Nunez, Taden Hall, and Hogan McIntosh, due up against Josh Molaris here in the fifth. 2-1 lead for State College. Spikes playing as the Diamond Dogs tonight. The Crosscutters as the Bored Apes in the first ever NFT Classic as the first pitch to Nunez swung on and missed. 0-1. Nunez is 0-for-1 tonight. Walked in, stole a base in the first inning, grounded out to short in the third. The 0-1 travels outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Same defense for the Spikes. Playing as the Diamond Dogs tonight. It's been since the start. Ryan Blackwell catching. Will Simpson at first. Ty Hill at second. Lucas Cook at short. Kevin Karstetter at third in the infield. The 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Outfield is Lyndon Weaver in left. Jordan Williams in center. And Jorge Cart. One ball, two strikes. And Molaris delivers. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nunez does not offer. Two balls, two strikes. Ongoing action in the big leagues on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. They're in the top of the 10th in Cincinnati. The Rays leading the Reds 4-3. As that pitch fouled, first base sign. So the designated runner in this booth, we prefer that term to ghost runner or any other nomenclature that might be used for it. But the designated runner scored for Tampa Bay in the top of the 10th. So the Reds will have a chance to respond. Pitch is a ball, 3-2 to Nunez. As the 3-2 in the air, deep left field. Weaver going back on it all the way to the warning track. He'll play it off the wall. Chugging towards second is Isaac Nunez, and he'll have a double. The fourth hit of the night for the Bored Apes as a team. And a leadoff, two base hit for Nunez. In the fifth, that is Nunez's sixth double of the season, second most on the team, behind Matthew Etzel, and now into a tie for third in the entire MLB Draft League. I beg your pardon, a tie for sixth in the league. Here's Taden Hall now, who has reached base twice, once via a walk, once via a single. Molaris to the plate. Fastball just off the outer edge, 1-0. State College leads it here on the top of the fifth, although the Bored Apes now surpass the Diamond Dogs in the hit column. The 1-0, fouled left side, it's 1-1. Elsewhere in the big leagues, also in extra innings are the Mets and the Marlins. Miami has scored its designated runner via an error in the 10th. Still 4-3 Marlins top of the 10th. Mets will have the opportunity to respond. The 1-1. Fouled left side, 1-2. Of course, in the MLB Draft League, I've referred to the sudden death tiebreaker. We might have some newcomers who aren't familiar with it. It's a new form of extra innings, so to speak, developed by the MLB Draft League. And, in fact, I say so to speak because there's only one half inning of play. That's it. The 1-2 is popped up left field. Weaver coming in on it. Lyndon raises the mitt, makes the catch. Nunez remains at second. One down in the top of the fifth. And so the Draft League has developed the half inning format, the sudden death tiebreaker. If the game is tied after the regulation number of innings, usually 9, in limited cases 7, but if it's tied after regulation, it goes to the sudden death tiebreaker. The home team will decide prior to the game whether they will be on offense or defense in the extra frame. Generally speaking, most of the home teams have taken defense. Molaris' first pitch to Hogan McIntosh is swung on and missed. Strike one. McIntosh has struck out twice previously against Connor Brandon, the State College starter, who went the first three innings, allowed one unearned run. Of course, we are using Major League Baseball scoring rules here, so the starter must go five innings to earn credit for the victory, even if his team maintains the lead throughout. Throw on to first, and back standing is Nunez, or throw on to second, I should say. Hill was there to cover, but no tag applied, just a pitch and catch back to second. Now Molaris will pitch and to home plate, and Blackwell will catch the strike on the outer half, 0-2. The sudden death tiebreaker, the offensive team puts the previous out, or the last out of the previous inning, it batted on first base. And then has three outs to work with, and that's it. So runner on first in a half inning. Fastball missed outside, 1-2. At the major league level, in a runner on first, no out situation, the offense chance of scoring. So you'd think the balance would be tipped in favor of offense. But many of these players come from the college ranks, just finished college seasons. And in college baseball, it's about 50-50. And it's actually gone above and below 50% in each of the last 2 years that have been tracked. It was above 50% 2 years ago, but only at 50.7. It was at 49% in the last year that the situation was tracked by 6-4-3 analytics. One ball, two strikes. Pitch, breaking ball, just missed outside. 2-2 to McIntosh. So with the extra inning tiebreaker, again, it's about a 50-50 shot. It's a coin flip, really, either way. Offenses at this level are still developing, and these players still taking their steps towards the big leagues. They're not quite at that level yet. The 2-2 is swung on and missed. And McIntosh is down on strikes. That's the third strikeout for Josh Molaris. The sixth for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Runner remains at second with two outs, and Lance Logsdon at the plate. The first baseman struck out in the opening inning, singled in the third. Pitch high and tight for a ball, 1-0. The sudden death tiebreaker certainly makes games exciting. The Spikes have now been involved in six such sudden death tiebreakers this year. They are 2-4 in them. One victory here. Daniel Harper closed it out when the Spikes were on defense. Here's the 1-0. Slice down the left field line. That's going to be a base hit. It's going to be extra bases, and it'll tie the game. Nunez rounds third. He'll score, and Lance Logsdon, the 2021 Crosscutters team MVP, has a double to bring in that tying run, making it 2-2. Nunez plates his 13th run of the season. Logsdon now within. That'll bring Logan Flood to the plate. The left fielder singled and scored in the second, walked in the third. So it's a new ball game. Brandon will not be involved in the decision in any way, shape, or form. Neither will Williamsport starter Mauricio Rodriguez. Here's the pitch. Check swing. He went around, says plate umpire Bill Worthington. And when the plate umpire makes the call on the swing, there's no appealing. 0-1 the count. Pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. 0-2. And also, the plate umpire can say, well, it doesn't matter whether or not there was a swing. It was in the strike zone, so that's why it's a strike as well. O-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Molaris bounces right back after yielding the tying double to notch his fourth strikeout in just three pitches. The strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. One run, two hits, one runner left on base. It's a new ball game here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park in the NFT Classic. We're halfway home through 4.5. It's State College 2, Williamsport 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And doesn't matter where you are, where your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back home for four games full of fun this week. Monday is old school baseball night on a Buck Monday. Tuesday means $2 walking tacos on game show night. Wednesday is kids take over the ballpark. And it's a thirsty Thursday on Ag Night. Game time is 6:35 all four nights. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Into the bottom of the fifth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. State College and Williamsport tied at two as Will Simpson leads it off for the Diamond Dogs. Board Apes right-hander Braden Nett on for his second inning of work. Joe Putnam along with you. I'm pleased to be joined in the booth right now by Justin Hawkins from the Williamsport Crosscutters. Jayhawk, welcome back to Medler Field.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure to come back here. I mean, obviously, it's a great night tonight with the NFT night, but it's also one of the best ballparks to come to.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to coming back to historic Bowman Field tomorrow. Visit you guys?
Yeah, bright early 4:05 game. I was just talking to some of the other guys in the press box about.
Will Simpson lifts this one to right field. Playable for Evans, who makes the catch, and Simpson down for the first out of the frame.
About how you guys haven't had the 4:05 starts up here yet this year.
No, so. We haven't. We've had one Sunday home game. That was last Sunday, but it was a 6:35 game with the fireworks on July the 3rd leading into the Fourth Fest here.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of good about that. Obviously, I didn't get up here. We were home as well that weekend. But obviously, I love everything you guys do up here. Like, obviously, home is great, but I absolutely love coming up here. It's always a great time, and it's big thanks to you and, frankly, everyone here in State College Spikes.
It's a pleasure to have you, Jayhawk. And I know we had Gabe Sinacropi on during the Spikes Live pregame show presented by Mount Nittany Health. Great to have him aboard. It's solo in Williamsport, but it was a tag team effort, and that's kind of what this NFT Classic is. You know, it's not just bringing NFTs from the digital sphere onto the baseball diamond. As Alex Terrell lines one to right field, drops in front of Evans. That'll be a one-out single for the Spikes DH, who notches his first hit of the night, the Spikes' fourth as a team, and sets things up for Kevin Carstetter, State College native. But it's the fact that both of the teams, not only the Spikes, but also the Crosscutters, transforming for the night to represent these NFT collections and wear these specialty jerseys for one night only.
Yeah, I mean, you and Gabe in the pregame show alluded to it as well. I mean, this is not really something that's ever been seen, obviously, with the NFT thing, but two teams cooperating like this as well. Usually a promo night like this, it's only the home team and the energy's behind that. But getting both sides into this is a big deal.
Grounder on to third, scooped up by Holt. Throw on to second for one, on to first, double play. It goes around the horn, 5-4-3 to end the bottom of the fifth inning. But, Jayhawk, you're going to stick around for the sixth,
aren't you? I'll stick around for another half inning.
One hit, no runners left on base. Five innings gone here in Happy Valley. 2-2 our score between the Board Apes and the Diamond Dogs on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishing since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, we're leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world. And you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
To the sixth inning here, and by the way, the Spikes 50-50 drawing pot has grown over $1,000 and even more. And, of course, half of that goes to tonight's winner and half goes to the special beneficiary each night. Tonight, in honor of the NFT Classic, it goes to the Sarasota Little League. Evan Mendoza with his Diamond Dogs NFT collection has long stated his goal is to help youth athletics in his home area and in areas across the country, and that's his hometown Little League, the Sarasota Little League. And it's apropos that it's a Little League being benefited when, of course, Williamsport is involved.
Well, I mean, obviously, Williamsport with the tie, Little League World Series, which is coming up in, what, a little over a month now?
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, it's getting close. But obviously, the big changes this year, I don't know if you heard, adding two more teams this year.
Yes.
A couple of the international teams get an automatic qualifier, and hopefully get a local team from PA in this year, now with the Metro region instead of the Mid-Atlantic.
Absolutely. And so with the addition of those teams, and of course, missed out on the international teams last year, so great to have them back in the fold here in 2022.
Yeah, it was always a great time. I got, for about 5 or 6 years, I got the chance to cover the Little League World Series, and I mean, anyone who's talked to any of us knows how much we love the game of baseball. We love what we do with the Spikes and the Crosscutters. There is nothing like covering the Little League World Series and just seeing the pure joy that those kids have getting to play in front of that big of a crowd.
First pitch for Kiernan Higgins. New man on the mound for the Spikes in the sixth is fouled off first base side, and fans, Spikes have called for relief, bringing in a new pitcher for the sixth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Higgins pumps in the fast. Evans. And that is strike two. Evans 0-for-2 tonight. A pop out to second and a pop out to first.
Yeah, Evans has been one. He's been struggling a little bit to find the head of the bat. He's been popping up a lot. But one thing that I've really liked about Evans so far this year for Williamsport, he's really patient at the plate.
Swing and a miss. Ball squirts through the legs of Blackwell, but bounces off the bricks. Back to him. Throw to first is in time to complete the strikeout. First of the night for Kiernan Higgins, and that is the eighth of the evening for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics.
As I'm saying, he's pacing the plate, goes down three straight strikes. But normally, and it's really been the whole bottom of the Williamsport lineup, though, is really patient. We've seen a lot of walks getting worked by that. I believe last night the bottom three in our lineup had 7 walks in our sudden death win, extra inning win, whatever we're deciding we're calling that.
Travis Holt takes a ball inside. Holt had a base hit. Logan Flood had a pair of walks as the seventh-place hitter. Michael Gupton reached base twice. He had a key double in the nine spot in the order as well.
Yeah, Gupton, I mean, he's one I'd like to see more in the lineup this week. But
bouncer up the middle, taken on the glove hand by Cook. Slings it over to first. Strong arm from the Spikes shortstop. He didn't even need to use all of it that time. Two down in the top of the sixth inning.
Gupton's one, even talking to our fans back at Muncie Bank Ballpark and Stuart Bowman Field, they don't realize he's still 18 years old. He's a high school senior, and he's come out here. He set the, I think his perfect game record for a 60-yard dash.
Oh, wow.
5.2 seconds for a 60-yard dash. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, I got to see this guy in the base pass. And we had it, our last home series before the Spikes came in, he turned an infield single into a triple.
Wow.
He was that quick.
Darian Williams is 0-for-1 tonight. He has walked, stolen a base, and struck out. He takes strike one on the inner edge here. Josh Molares, 2 innings on the mound. He allowed 2 hits, 1 run, which was earned. Did not walk a batter. Struck out 4. Bouncer on to third. Cut off by Karstetter. Throw across the diamond is in time on the run. And the Bored Apes go down in order in the top of the six. How about one more half inning, Jayhawk?
Unfortunately, I got to go run your line.
Oh, that's right.
I may pop back later.
Well,
on
you know, whenever we come up, Williamsport State College, we always help each other out.
Oh, yeah.
So you're definitely helping us out. And thanks for stopping by. Hopefully you can come.
Good, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Justin Hawkins of the Williamsport Crosscutters with us. Bottom of the sixth inning ahead, 2-2 tie here at Medler Field at LeBron O Park on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel, featuring PJ Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. And an update on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Those two extra innings out where the visiting team had scored, bringing in the designated runner in the top of the 10th inning, won both games. The home team scored two to win. The Reds topped the Rays 5-4 in the 10th inning. Mets over the Marlins 5-4 in the 10th inning. A walk-off error in that one. And so that's how those games ended up. Giants and Padres right now 1-1 tie, top of the fourth. And the Red Sox on Bobby Dalbec's RBI single lead the Yankees 1-0, top of the fourth inning there. Two games later on tonight, the Cubs visit the Dodgers. The Blue Jays visiting the Mariners, both at 10-10 tonight. Lucas Cook leads off the bottom of the sixth for the Spikes. 2-2 tie, and a new pitcher on the mound for Williamsport. It is the lefty J.J. Sanchez, who delivers a ball outside, 1-0. We are just barely into the twilight tonight here in Happy Valley. The sunshine now casting its light mostly on the scoreboard in left field, the video board, and also the batter's eye in center. Also on the trees just beyond the outfield wall as Cook swings and misses. 1-1 the count. Just a gorgeous sight here. Hopefully you have the chance one day to come on out here. This is one of the best views in all of baseball. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. J.J. Sanchez this season has made 7 appearances for the Crosscutters. 2-2 record. A 14-2-1 ERA. 1 hold to his credit, however. He's 0-1 in save opportunities. 6 1/3 total innings. He's allowed 10 runs, all earned on 10 hits. 6 strikeouts, 3 walks. Opponents hitting .333 against him. But in a limited sample size, and especially as a relief pitcher, one outing where you get a lot of runs charged your direction, that can really sink your ERA for the entire season, especially with the MLB Draft League, the first half and the second half, 6 weeks apiece. So in that amount of time, you have one bad outing, especially if you're pitching, you know, 1-2 innings at a time, can really weigh on you. 2-2, breaking ball low, blocked by McIntosh, 3-2 the count. Of course, that makes it even in Higgins, who tossed a perfect sixth inning for the Spikes and will get the ball back in the seventh. Can post a 0.36 ERA as he did last year in the MLB Draft League. Set by Sanchez in the left-hander. Delivers the payoff pitch. Down and away, ball 4, and Cook battles back to draw the walk. That is the 5th walk issued by Williamsport pitching, the 2nd received by Cook tonight after his bases loaded walk gave the Spikes their 2nd run in the first. Also on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League, Frederick leading Trenton 4-2, bottom of the 8th. They're on the top of the 4th in Niles, Ohio. West Virginia leading Mahoning Valley 5-1. Here is Ty Hill now, the second baseman, right-handed hitter, 0-2. He struck out in the first, struck out in the third, both against starter Mauricio Rodriguez. And the pitch from Sanchez swung on and missed 0-1. Of course, at Wimbledon, the women's championship won by Elena Rybakina, who battled back from one set down to win the second and third sets, 6-2 apiece, dropped the first set 6-3, but defeats Ons Jabeur for the first ever Wimbledon title and the first singles tournament win of any kind in a Grand Slam for a Kazakhstani player. Here's a pop-up foul first base side, and that tumbles into the seats. 0-2 to Hill. I should say a Kazakh player from Kazakhstan. Meanwhile, Allie Quigley wins the WNBA three-point contest. It's WNBA All-Star Weekend. Fourth time she has won. She has announced she's stepping away, so it's her final victory in the three-point contest. And her wife, Courtney Vandersloot, right there every step of the way. Delightful video of her watching on. It's the 0-2 to Hill. Shot foul, first base side. The count remains two strikes to Hill. Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada State College Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Sanchez sets, delivers. High fastball swung on and missed, strike three. So strikeout number one for J.J. Sanchez. It's the seventh for Williamsport pitching tonight. Lucas Cook remains at first. One gone, bottom of the sixth inning. Ryan Blackwell now steps in. The Spikes catcher is 0-for-1 with a walk. And the pitch, that missed outside, 1-0. Braden Nett went two innings on the mound. Did not allow a run, gave up one hit, one walk. He struck out one batter as well. Threw a total of 29 pitches, 16 for strikes. Sanchez set at the belt. The 1-0, there goes Cook. Pitch swung on and foul tipped at the plate. And that actually went into the mitt of McIntosh, but... Or maybe it didn't. It must have dropped onto the dirt, because if it had gone into the mid, it'd be like he just swung and missed it, and Cook would have taken second. So he is forced to return to first. It is a foul ball. One ball, one strike. Sanchez sets. The southpaw delivers. Foul tipped again. It's 1-2. This one cued off the end of the bat. Manager Dave Tremblay coaching at third. Assistant coach Will Johnson over at first for the State College Diamond Dogs. Of course, the jerseys tonight for both of these teams will go to the holders of the respective NFTs featured on each individual jersey. It's a different one for each, all across both teams. A 1-2. Slider misses outside. 2-2. But these for Spikes fans to get their hands on a game-worn specialty jersey. Next one will take place on Saturday, July the 3rd. Paint the Park Pink Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health. 2-2 swung on and missed, strike three, and Blackwell is the second consecutive strikeout victim for J.J. Sanchez. Cook remains at first, two down, and now Jorge Cartagena the batter. Cartagena is 0-for-2. He grounded out in the second, flying out in the fourth. The Paint the Park Pink Night jerseys will be pink and black. The design will be unveiled very soon. And Spikes players and coaches will be wearing those. There'll also be special jerseys up for bids. As that ball goes foul down the right field line, out towards the Line Country Kia corner before jutting foul. The pink and black jerseys will be up for bids on the LiveSource app, which is available worldwide. If you're listening in right now, wherever you are, you can bid on those jerseys as well. But you can also be here for the game, see them in action, and if you're here for that night's game, you'll be able to get them directly from the player or coach that wore it, signed by that player or coach at the Paint the Park Pink Night pink jersey off the back auction. And it's presented by Mount Nittany Health, and the auction will benefit the Breast Care Center at Mount Nittany Health through the Mount Nittany Health Foundation. The 0-2. That's popped up foul, first base side. Sanchez actually lost his hat on the pitch, but retrieves it. Still two strikes. Not only will there be the pink jersey off the back auction on Paint the Park Pink Night, also the first 1,000 fans will receive a pink and black drawstring bag presented by Mountain Nittany Health. Fastball down and in, gets past the catcher McIntosh, and moving up to second on the wild pitch is Cook. That's ball one to Cartagena as well. And now, Jorge Cartagena with a 1-2 count on him in the right-handed box and a go-ahead run in scoring position. 2-2 tie, bottom of the sixth. This would be a great time to come through in the clutch for the 18-year-old outfielder from Puerto Rico. Bounces this one up the middle to his right. Williams to the ground. Springs up, throw to first. Not in time. And Cartagena tumbles forward as he crosses the bag, but he touched it ahead of the throw. Cook moves to third. It's an infield single. And the Spikes will send it back to the top of the order with Jordan Williams, the State College center fielder. 0-for-2 tonight, but he walked and scored back in the first. Hits are now 5 aside. The runs 2 aside as we play in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Jordan Williams, who goes without gloves, puts his hands in the dirt before each at bat, and he patted the dirt with some extra force. After that, meanwhile, Jorge Cartagena actually was being checked out. Looked like he was okay, but Will Johnson and Cartagena went back behind the first base bag, and Spikes athletic trainer Ashley McCowan came out to check on Jorge, but he seems to be okay. So here's Williams. Switch hitter now batting as a righty for the first time in this game. The lefty Sanchez delivers. Jordan holds back, pitches high for a ball, 1-0. Third baseman Holt even with the bag. Even with two outs, he's guarding against any potential bunt out of the Speedy Williams, who lines one to left field. This will drop in front of Flood. It's an RBI single for Jordan Williams that brings home Lucas Cook, and the Spikes take the lead back at 3-2. Cartagena moves to second on the play. Jordan Williams, just a simple, direct line drive to left field. Coming through is the righty after Jorge Cartagena. And now Lyndon Weaver at the plate. 2-for-3 tonight. Singled and scored in the first. Singled and stole the base in the second. Struck out in the fourth. The pitch down and in. And McIntosh had difficulty hanging on to that one, but does. Spikes on their sixth hit of the game. Take the lead 3-2. They have not trailed in the game, but this game was tied since the top of the fifth. The 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. Of course, great action coming up after the game. Our friends at Med One Pro, who we love, both Steve and I, they'll be presenting a blanket toss after the game for the crowd here. And that'll lead into the fireworks, which are presented by the Central PA Autism Community. It is Autism Acceptance Night here at the ballpark, and great to see Danny Gott throwing out one of our first pitches tonight. Specifically requested that Mason Olson catch it. Both men executed their jobs flawlessly. The 2-1, and Weaver sends this one foul to the right side, 2-2. Jorge Cartagena, by the time Weaver made contact with the ball, Cartagena was about halfway to third, but he actually hadn't broken for the bag. He just kept inching out further and further with his lead. Williams leading off first. Middle infield shaded to the right side, playing Weaver to go the other way, and here's a tapper foul third base side. Still 2-2. Runners will return to first and second. Off on contact with two outs. But you've got speed at both second base with Cartagena and at first base with Jordan Williams. Lyndon Weaver base hit will definitely score one, and if he can find a gap, it'll bring home two. Already a 3-2 lead for the Spikes. The wind is now back to blowing in from left center field. Flags are unfurled. McIntosh and Sanchez reestablishing the lines of communication from a 61-foot distance. Well, heck, we're wireless with everything else. Why should the communication between pitcher and catcher be any different? 2-2. Swing and a miss, but it... Nope, tie. Foul ball. Foul ball is the call. Right on it was Bill Worthington. Weaver took off for first to try and get there on the strikeout, but Bill Worthington right away called that a foul ball. So it'll stay a 2-2 count. Meanwhile, and Jesse Litch is actually... He's questioning. I think he's asking what the situation was because that actually benefited him greatly. Weaver probably would have been able to make it to first base had that been ruled a swinging strike. But now the umpires are going to confer. But given the nature of this, if Jesse Litch somehow can get out of this, a reversal that Weaver did not make contact with the ball, he would probably be just out and the inning would be over, even though it would be unfair. The ball got away, was not caught cleanly, but that is what happens in that situation. Well, all three umpires in between the pitcher's mound and home plate. And, yep, it'll stay 2-2. It is a foul ball. And Weaver will stay at the plate with Cartagena at second and Williams at first. Will Simpson awaits on deck. 3-2 lead for the Diamond Dogs here in the bottom of the sixth. Another pitch from Sanchez. That's low for ball three. The count matches the score of the game. We're certainly not full yet. We're only in the bottom of the sixth inning. Sanchez has what he likes. The 3-2. There go the third, charging and taking it on the short hop. Holt, the third baseman, and he fires across the diamond in time. That's a nice play by Holt, who had a runner crossing in front of him, kept his concentration, and stops the Spikes in the bottom of the sixth inning. However, State College scores the go-ahead run on two hits, two runners left on base, six innings complete. Here at Midler Field at LeBron O Park, 3-2. State College leads it on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the seventh inning here in the NFT Classic, the first of its kind, the State College Diamond Dogs, the to being the Spikes and the Crosscutters respectively tomorrow, but tonight they're representing two great NFT collections, and the Diamond Dogs leading 3-2 as Kiernan Higgins on for a second inning of work on the mound. Starts off with a strike to Matthew Etzel, the leadoff man in the Williamsport order, held in check tonight. He's 0-3 with a pair of ground outs and a strikeout. The 0-1, grounder on to first, backhanded by Simpson, slips out of his mitt, but he recovers, low throw to first, and unable to be handled by Higgins, who tried to handle it on the run, and the leadoff man is on, and that will be ruled a throwing error on Will Simpson. That'll be the first error of the night for the Spikes. That'll bring up Isaac Nunez, the shortstop, who walked in the first inning. Stole a base later in the inning. He actually stole third. Grounded out to short in the third inning. Doubled and scored in the fifth. What was the tying run at that point? Now the Diamond Dogs leading 3-2. Nunez in the right-handed box. Etzel has speed. He's leading off first base. And a slow throw over there. Higgins is not going to show the A move just yet. Etzel this season has stolen 21 bases to lead the league. He's only been caught twice. And the pitch grounded on to third, taken in by Karstetter. Throw to second for one. Hill on to first. In time. Nice stretch by Simpson. The Spikes go around the horn with a double play. 5-4-3 to finish Etzel and Nunez. Not quite the finish of the inning yet. Two down in the top of the seventh for the Spikes. That is the 22nd double play they've turned on the ground this year. And with the bases empty and two outs, here's Taden Hill, the designated hitter. Walked in the first inning, singled in the third, flied out to left in the fifth. First pitch from Higgins. Misses for a ball. That one was low. 3-2 State College, the 1-0. And that one misses high, 2-0. The clouds, wisps of orange, pink. What a mixture of colors in the palette above us here at Medler Field. And it's creating an interesting lighting scenario on the field as the 2-0 sent high in the sky to right center. But Jordan Williams, the center fielder, is there. He makes the over-the-shoulder catch just shy of the warning track. And Kiernan Higgins has faced the minimum through his two innings of work. There was one error in the frame. It went for naught. It is time to stretch here at Medler Field at LeBron O. Park. The first ever NFT Classic. And what a classic it has been. State College leading Williamsport 3-2 here on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Or, please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, and fans, while there's nothing like being in the ballpark, if you can't make it to the game, be sure to catch the Spikes in action here at Medler Field at LeBron O. Park and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelod. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com, register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. And we know many of you are watching via that stream. You can reach it via MLBDraftLeague.com. Powered by Pixelod, and the jersey's really popping off the screen, I'm sure, on the video stream. And Joe Putnam along with you here. Been pleased to be joined by a couple different folks over the course of the night. Our friends from Williamsport, Gabe Sinacropi, and Justin Hawkins. Will Simpson will lead off the bottom of the seventh for the Spikes, and a new pitcher on the mound for Williamsport as Connor Fenlong takes over, a right-hander, after J.J. Sanchez, one of only two lefties on the Williamsport staff, took the sixth. And the first pitch from Fenlong to Simpson is swung on and missed, 0-1. 93 miles an hour on that delivery. Wind up in the 0-1. That's grounded foul, first base side. Got the Diamond Dogs scattering. Jordan Williams acted as if he had been struck and was slowly peeling himself away from the fence in front of the dugout. Pitch. Fastball down and in, 1-2 the count. Two runs, five hits, one error for Williamsport. Three runs, six hits, one error for State College. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Fenlong delivers. Fastball and a called strike three, and not really pleased. Felt it was a borderline pitch, but it is strikeout number one for Connor Fenlong. It is the ninth of the game for Williamsport pitching. Fenlong coming in. A 1-0 record, a 6.92 ERA in 10 appearances, two holds to his credit. He has 13 innings pitched before tonight for the Crosscutters. 10 runs, all earned on 16 hits, 14 strikeouts to 13 walks, a .296 opponent's batting average. Alex Terrell takes a strike over the outer edge, 0-1. By the way, is pitch from Fenlong coming in. Terrell lets it go by for a ball. If you're interested in the NFT space, and what a large space it is, plenty of room to go. And, of course, starting with one of these two collections, a great place to start. But certainly if you're interested in finding out more, maybe you've heard about non-fungible tokens, NFTs, and you're here at the ballpark tonight, be sure to head to the Giant Customer Service Center. They've got pamphlets that will give you an easy guide on NFTs and how to get yourself into the NFT space. The 2-1, taken for a strike on the outside corner. 2-2 to Terrell. Alex is 1-for-3 this evening. He singled last time up, but was erased on a double play. He has also grounded into a fielder's choice and struck out. The 2-2. That one fades low, and the count runs full. Kevin Karstetter on deck for the Spikes. And, of course, several emissaries of the Diamond Dogs are here in attendance with us tonight. Some Bored Apes is at Weswell. 3-2, high and away, ball four. A one-out walk puts a man on for the Spikes with Kevin Karstetter coming to the plate. Karstetter reached on an error in the first but did get credit for an RBI out of the situation. Since then, he has grounded out and grounded into a double play. Karstetter in the right-handed box. Here's the set by Fenlong. The pitch fades in for a called strike over the outer half. 0-1 the count. Brilliant streaks of orange joining colors in the sky, the purples, the pinks. What a mixture overhead. Here's the 0-1. That's fouled right side. 0-2. Brilliant colors in the skies over Happy Valley, night in and night out. And once again, we hope that if you haven't yet had the opportunity and you're watching tonight, you do have the opportunity to come out and join with us for a Spikes game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It is a wonderful experience. 0-2. That's fouled over the netting and smacks off the facade of the suite level, the Geisinger Champions Club, down into the fans below awaiting a souvenir. O2 the count. Here's the pitch. And Karstetter sends this one to center field. Etzel going back on it, but he stops up just short of the warning track. Makes the catch. Terrell retreats to first. Two away. In the bottom of the seventh inning. By the way, the final line on J.J. Sanchez, one inning. He allowed two hits, one run, which was earned, One walk. He struck out two batters. Sanchez throwing a total of 31 pitches, 19 of them for strikes. Right now, Sanchez is on the hook. Kiernan Higgins, meanwhile, is the pitcher of record currently for State College. Here's Lucas Cook now. He got things started last inning with a leadoff walk and ended up scoring the go-ahead run on Jordan Williams' two-out single. Swing and a miss, 0-1 the count to him here. Alex Terrell leading it off first. Alex is not a threat to steal. The 0-1. That bends Cook back, and one ball, one strike the count. Alex's game is the power game, and he's very successful at it. 24 homers in a season 3 years ago at the University of Miami, 15 this year for the Florida State Seminoles. And the 1-1 swung on and missed, 1-2. It's interesting, after hitting a 462-foot homer in the seventh inning of Tuesday's game, Al actually told Dave Tremblay that's not even the longest homer he's ever hit. 1-2. Check swing, pitch down and away. No appeal on the swing. It's ball two. Alex actually hit one onto the roof of the parking deck beyond the right field wall at Alex Rodriguez Field at Mark Light Stadium down in Miami once. Suffice it to say, that's in excess of 462 feet. And the 2-2 swung on and missed, strike three. Spikes in the bottom of the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the eighth. State College still leading 3-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lebrado Park. Enjoy 10-Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Visit, the one-of-the-kind world of wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
To the eighth inning, and the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher in the eighth. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. And the Spikes turn to Daniel Harper, the righty out of the University of Kentucky. And Harper has been a shutdown guy for the Spikes this season. Harper, in his last outing, got the victory in relief for State College. That was on during the record-setting outing, a 19-6 win over Mahoning Valley. Harper was the next-to-last man on the mound, and he ended up getting credit for the win, his first as a Spike. Harper this season, in five appearances, has not allowed a run, earned or otherwise. He is 1-for-1 in save opportunities, 5 2/3 total innings. He has given up just 5 hits and 3 walks. He has struck out 5 batters, a .250 opponent's batting average. It is potentially a 6-out save opportunity for Harper, but he may be just going 1. Last time out, again, he went an inning and 2/3. Hogan McIntosh will lead off against him here in the top of the eighth. It's the 4-5-6 hitters for the Bored Apes, and the first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. McIntosh has struck out all 3 times he's been at the plate. Good thing he was selected by John Foreman and the production staff as the McDonald's strikeout guy. And that means free Big Macs for everybody with any purchase over the next 3 days at local participating McDonald's by showing their game ticket from tonight. Fastball outside, 2-0 the count. Remember, that starts at lunchtime tomorrow. Noon tomorrow is when that begins. So unfortunately, if you're in town and you find yourself out a little later in downtown State College, you approach the McDonald's there, it's not available till noon tomorrow. A word to the wise. Pitch outside for a ball, 3-0 to McIntosh. Deals. Fastball right down Broadway for a strike, 3-1. Kiernan Higgins went two innings on the hill, allowed neither a hit nor a run. He did not walk a batter. He struck out one. In fact, the only runner to reach base against him was via an error, and he forced a double play as the 3-1 to McIntosh outside for ball four. A leadoff walk here in the top of the eighth. And now Lance Logsdon at the plate, and the Williamsport first baseman had the game-tying double in the fifth inning. He is 2-for-3 tonight. He has also singled and struck out. 3-2, State College, top of the eighth inning. The Diamond Dogs leading the Bored Apes in the hit column as well, 6-5. McIntosh leads off first. Harper to the plate. That's outside for a ball. This is unlike Daniel a bit. He's usually had great command of the strike zone, but only one of his first six pitches has been in the zone. 3,626 on hand tonight here in Midler Field at LeBron O Park. The 1-0 swung on and missed, 1-1. The guess the attendance game in the press box will have to be put on hold for a little while I man the broadcast booth solo for the next little bit, but it will come back, don't worry. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Fastball called strike on the outer edge. It's 1-2. And by the way, final pot on the Spikes 50-50 drawing, $1,645. So pretty good outing for not only one lucky fan here tonight, but also the Sarasota Little League, hometown Little League of Evan Mendoza, who is the founder and creator of the Diamond Dogs NFT collection. Trying to use his talents for good. The Diamond Dogs, he draws and creates for the collection. Going to support youth athletics, starting with his hometown Little League. The 1-2. Bouncer up the middle, taken on a second hop by Hill. Flicks to second for one. Throw on to first from Cook. In time, got him. Second straight inning with a double play turned by the Spikes. That's 23 of them this year. Lightning quick flip from Ty Hill, and Lucas Cook with that big arm able to use it to full advantage to double up Logsdon. Here's Logan Flood now. The Williamsport left fielder is 1-for-2, singled and came around to score on a pass ball in the second inning. He walked in the third. He struck out in the fifth. Harper set at the belt. First pitch. Fastball missed low. 1-0. Harper gets the sign from Blackwell. The pitch. Back through the box. It bounces into center field. A base hit. Now it hit the top of the hill. I believe it missed the entirety of Harper's person. But it'll be a single for Logan Flood, the sixth hit of the game for the Bored Apes, nay, Crosscutters. And the two-out single will bring Cole Evans up, the right fielder, 0-for-3. Popped out in the second, popped out in the third, struck out in the sixth. But Justin Hawkins from the Crosscutters in here with us earlier, he really likes what Flood's done at the plate lately. He's been a very patient hitter, and with Harper at 50% strikes so far in this outing, he may well return to that patient approach to the plate. Throw to first, got Flood diving back in. Harper goes exclusively from the stretch, but there's a runner on, so he will set and deliver. Fastball and a called strike on the inside corner. 0-1 the count. By the way, we following the game. Great big fireworks show to be presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and the fans awaiting that as the pitch. Of course, kids running the bases tonight following the game, thanks to Mount Nittany Health. All part of a jam-packed Saturday evening. The Geisinger Kid Zone free all game long tonight. And there's a called strike three as Harper pumps the fastball in over the outer half. That is his first strikeout of the night. The Spikes' ninth as a staff. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. No runs, no hits, no errors. All right, check that. One hit, no errors. One runner left on base. End of 7.5 here in State College. It is the Diamond Dogs leading the Williamsport Board Apes 3-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Tafarilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparella Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Let's go Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Into the bottom of the eighth inning, and State College Diamond Dogs leading the Williamsport Board Apes 3-2. Connor Fenlong back for a second inning work on the mound, but his first pitch to Ty Hill is sent to left field, a base hit, and Hill is going to dig for second. Here comes the throw, it's offline. Ty Hill with a leadoff double for the Spikes in the bottom of the eighth. And Ty bouncing back after three strikeouts earlier in the game. Now State College looking to add some insurance. There is no action in the Spikes bullpen, or the Diamond Dogs bullpen, if you will. So Daniel Harper will be on for a second inning of work. Justin Hawkins from the Crosscutters back with us in the booth. We're talking about Cole Evans, a patient hitter, but Daniel Harper able to strike him out. Now it's up to Connor Fenlong to hold the Diamond Dogs at bay here.
Yeah, and Fenlong for Williamsport has been one of our better pitchers. I mean, you look at the stats, and people say a lot of time you make the stats appear however you want. 6.43 ERA coming into play tonight. But that was a lot. His first outing was really rough back at home in Williamsport. He's settled down a lot, and he's been someone that Jesse Litz and Crossco's pitching staff has been really relying on late in these games, especially when it's a close game like it is 3-2 tonight.
Ryan Blackwell takes ball two, low and away. And I was talking about that earlier. With the space of time, we're talking about 6 weeks or less for some of these players, the smaller sample size, one bad inning can really throw off an ERA, and you look at the totals and you think, oh, it's a 10 ERA, but it's just one bad outing as the pitch is a strike on the outer edge here, 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple of those guys, too, on Williamsport's roster. Current ERAs right now, you look at them at 17-18. But they came in the first outing and gave up 6, 7, 8 runs in an inning or two innings of work. So that's, especially with the draft league, you almost have to take the numbers that you normally look at as your true indicators with a grain of salt.
Absolutely, because, again, you have guys who are pitching an inning, two innings at a time. One bad outing just skews the whole thing as Blackwell took ball three, low and away. Now Fenlong out of the stretch with Ty Hill leading off second as a potential insurance run. Delivers the 3-1. That's foul. Your Champions Club. Back down to the seats. A full count to Blackwell. It's by the Diamond Dogs, I should say, out hitting the Board Apes 7-6. in the contest.
Been what, 7.5 innings, 8.5 innings? Still haven't gotten used to the new names for the night. It's been a while to get used to.
3-2 pitch, taken for a ball just outside. McIntosh held it there a little longer, but to no avail. And a double to Hill, a walk to Blackwell. And now the first two hitters are aboard in the eighth inning as Jorge Cartagena will step in. Cartagena is 1-for-3, and really, he had a key hit in that sixth inning. His infield single with two outs, he was able to beat it out, stumbled, fell, but still beat out the throw, and that set up Jordan Williams' go-ahead hit. First pitch homeward here is taken for a ball inside.
Yeah, and going back to Cartagena's hit, I mean, that's tons of kids here tonight in the ballpark. That's something great to watch because a lot of times you'll see guys just give up on those infield hits, saying, oh, I just grounded out, whatever. Dig it out. You never know what's going to happen. And, I mean, Williams made a great stop at second to keep it in the infield, but you just jog out of the box. He's out by a mile. He made something happen on that, and that's really what led to this 3-2 game. If he jogs that out, we're still sitting in a 2-2 tie right now.
Absolutely, and Cartagena takes a strike on the outer edge, but he's a hungry player, as are all these players in the MLB Draft League. They're looking to get that big league shot, whether through this year's draft or through other avenues, getting attention from major league scouts and ball clubs, looking at the data. So the breaking ball misses low, 2-1 the count. And, you know, Jorge Cartagena is just 18 years old as well, and he's really made great strides in his time with the Spikes since the beginning of the MLB Draft League season.
That's something I give a lot of credit to PBR in the draft league. We've seen multiple 18, 19-year-old guys, and there is a lot of talent that they've been able to find that have a real chance of being good stars coming forward.
Absolutely. A ground ball onto short, scooped up by Nunez. A six turns into a 6-4-3 double play. Nunez to Williamson. Lance maybe a half step at first base. Hill does move to third. Now two outs, and here's Jordan Williams. He came up big in this spot in the sixth inning, lining a ball to left field for the go-ahead run. Now trying to plate Ty Hill from third with an insurance run here in the bottom of the eighth. Hunter Fenlong delivers, missed outside with the ball.
And Fenlong, you've had a better look at it tonight than I have with the strike zone, but it seems like it's been a relatively tight strike zone. Fenlong is one of those pitchers that tries to live on those corners, and we've seen it before with Fenlong as well. He tries to live on that corner, and he's not getting it, but he's going to keep going back to it all night.
The 1-0, missed outside, 2-0, and that may be something where in terms of his development, he's going to start learning and adjusting. And that's, you know, learning what being a professional pitcher is all about. The 2-0. That's clipped foul at the plate, and that, I believe, struck both the catcher, McIntosh, and the plate umpire, Worthington. But both men no worse for wear. Luckily, they're both wearing their leg pads tonight.
I think McIntosh, a couple nights ago, learned his lesson, added some extra padding on the knee. He kept wearing them off his ankles and saw him after the game. He was limping around just a little bit. He was sore after that game. He even made a comment to me about, I need to do something about that. But he's also he wasn't really a catcher when he got here. He arrived as a first baseman, and through the necessity of the roster moves and everything, Jesse Litz has moved him back behind the plate. And for being basically a first baseman still, I have to give him a lot of credit. He looks like someone who's been behind the plate, and he's not to the level I think he could get to, but he's been decently solid behind the plate for Williamsport.
3-1 pitch to Jordan Williams outside for ball four, and now runners at the corners with two outs for Lyndon Weaver. State College left fielder, 2-for-4 tonight. He has scored a run. He has stolen a base. And now you've got Hill at third. And Jordan Williams at first has got a lot of speed. Stole three bases last night in Williamsport. And as you said, Jayhawk, the new catcher behind the plate, maybe this is a situation where Jordan Williams goes in motion. You see what he can do.
I think you absolutely have to send him here. One-run game, you know you have the speed on the base pass. At this point, you're going to have to manufacture a run to try to get some kind of insurance heading into the ninth inning here.
The 1-0 pitch swung on, fouled onto the concourse. It's 1-1. The Bored Apes in the top of the ninth inning will have the 8-9 and one batters due up. Travis Holt and Darian Williams, excuse me, and Matthew Etzel. And again, no action in the Spikes bullpen. And so Daniel Harper will try for a six-out save as Weaver takes a mighty cut but misses. 1-2 the count.
Yeah, and Fenlong again continuing to try to work on the corners. I kind of like him here. 1-2 count. Come with the fastball. Keep it low, but see if you can get one by him here because he's been trying to ride on changeup and curveball here.
The pitch. There goes the runner. Down and in for a ball. Williams slides into second. So he takes off on the 1-2 and does steal the bag. That is his fourth steal of the series. And he moves into scoring position as well, which will magnify the impact of a potential Weaver hit. 7 steals now in 9 attempts for Jordan Williams this season. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Ball in the dirt. McIntosh will pick it up, fires to first to complete the strikeout, and that is the third strikeout for Connor Fenlong, the 11th strikeout for Bored Apes pitching tonight. No runs, a hit, 2 runners left on base. We go to the ninth. State Cow trying to put it away. Daniel Harper looking for the save as State College Diamond Dogs lead the Williamsport Bored Apes 3-2 here in the NFT Classic on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience with a top-rated mobile app that puts moves and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Spikes need 3 outs, or is it the Diamond Dogs that need 3 outs? That to put away the win here at the NFT Classic is the first pitch to Travis Holt. Ricochets off the window of the broadcast booth, 2 to our right, and back down into the crowd where a fan made an outstanding grab. I think the MLB scouts will be heading in his direction.
I was just saying, I'm glad that Williamsport's not up here doing the radio, because that would have been in my window at that point.
0-1, foul back to the screen, 0-2. Steve Jones is not here. He'd have something to say about that.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
He remembers back in the day where it was constantly hit the deck.
I was going to say, at some point, I think you guys painted a target in the road radio booth when we were coming up here. This is like every series, at least one was finding its way in.
The 0-2, breaking ball, low and away. 1-2 the count. Travis Holt is 0-3 tonight. He'll be followed by Adarian Williams and Matt. 3-2 lead for State College. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike 3. Daniel Harper with his second strikeout. That's the Spikes' 10th as a team. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. And now Adarian Williams, the second baseman, 0-2 with a walk. Joe Putnam with you. Justin Hawkins from the Williamsport Crosscutters joining us here. Grateful for he and Gabe Sinacropi coming up, part of this dual-team NFT Classic experience. And I think it's been a very successful one, Jayhawk.
It absolutely has been. I mean, obviously, we've done a great job raising money for Sarasota Little League.
Absolutely. 0-1 fouled back to the sweet level and back down to the crowd. It's 0-2.
Remember that target I mentioned earlier?
Well,
it might be back.
Over the years, you learn exactly when it's actually threatening and when it's just in the vicinity. That was in the vicinity. 0-2 the count. Pitch to Williams. High and away, did not chase 1-2.
No, as I was saying, we did a great job, raised a lot of great money for Mendoza's hometown Little League down in Sarasota tonight. But I think we really saw success of both teams coming together. I would not be surprised if you see more teams coming up with ideas like this.
Absolutely.
Where they can kind of use the rivalry to advance and spend a great time raising great money for local charities all around. Because it's not just Williamsport and State College.
Absolutely.
There's teams all around the country that have these close neighbors where you can do stuff like this.
And a swing and a miss for Williams. Back-to-back strikeouts. In fact, three in a row for Daniel Harper. Brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Mountain Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. Two outs, top of the ninth. Spikes leading by one. Or is it the Diamond Dogs? That it is. And it's Matthew Etzel is the last hope for Williamsport. He is 0-4 tonight. Couple of ground outs, a strikeout. He also has reached on an error. He takes a strike to make it 0-1.
And if you're Williamsport right now, this is the bat you want to see at the plate. Two-time MLB Draft League Hitter of the Week.
And he strokes a single to right field to keep the Bored Apes in the ballgame. His first hit of the night. Williamsport seventh as a team, and now Isaac Nunez stepping up. He is 1-for-3. He has doubled, scored a run, stolen a base, and walked in the game. And Etzel leads the MLB Draft League in stolen bases with 21.
Yeah, you know, if you've been following Crosscutters / Bored Apes tonight at any point this year, this is a team that absolutely loves to steal. I would not be surprised to see him go in the next pitch or two.
And the first pitch swung on and missed, gets past Blackwell. He won't have to go as he moves to second. As might have been a cross-up there on the pitch. It is a strike to make it 0-1, but Etzel moves to second.
Taking a quick look here at the outfield, playing straight up right now against Nunez, but they are playing back a bit, which is surprising to see. A lot of Nunez's extra base hits are usually hard hit ground balls that sneak in. I would like to see them come up just maybe a step or two on him here.
The 0-1 down and away, 1-1 the count. Wind is blowing in now from left center field, about 10 miles an hour. It's been a bit more of a breeze tonight than we've had recently in Happy Valley. 1-1. Check swing, up and in, but they'll peel to first. Nick Swaha says no. He did not go around. 2-1 the count.
That was almost more defensive when we got to the check swing with Nunez. That pitch, I don't think he was expecting to be quite that far up and in. And he was more just trying to protect himself with the bat than trying to go around on it.
Jayhawks, some good news as the 2-1 is preceded by a turn to second. We will have five of our NFT holders are confirmed. They'll be down on the field after the game, and they will be able to receive their jerseys right from the players and coaches who wore them tonight.
Well, that's going to be an awesome experience for them. And with a lot of stuff we've had here tonight with the NFT Classic, just another experience that you're going to get nowhere else in the country.
Absolutely. The Diamond Dogs, the Bored Apes, a great success tonight. A swing and a miss by Nunez, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The Spikes / Diamond Dogs leading 3-2. The pitch tapped off the plate. Chargers in time got him, and the State College Diamond Dogs take the first ever NFT Classic as they defeat the Williamsport Bored Apes by the score of 3-2. A close play at first, but the Diamond Dogs do it. They'll turn back into the State College Spikes tomorrow night, but for tonight, it's all theirs, as these jerseys are all the property of the holders of each of the NFTs. But boy, oh boy, these players had a lot of fun wearing them tonight, and hopefully everybody that's watching on that had one of these jerseys had a lot of fun as well, as again, State College wins it by the score of 3-2. Well, Jayhawk, you and I are going to both head down to the field. I'll be interviewing our player of the game. You'll be down there with the NFTs. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, you and Gabe. Having you here has been tremendous.
No, thank you, as always, for having me on, Putnam. It's always great to stop by. And on behalf of everyone with the Williamsport Crosscoats, thank you to yourself and the Spikes and everything you guys did with working with Evan Mendoza and getting this amazing event set up tonight and pulling it off in the amazing fashion that we did.
That's what we do. It's a germinative idea. And with the Spikes, the Crosscutters, and MLB Draft League teams and minor league teams across the country, we just grow it and see what sprouts. And what sprouted tonight was a fantastic evening at the ballpark. The final, State College 3, Williamsport 2, back in a few moments on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes are back home for four games full of fun this week. Monday is old school baseball night on a Buck Monday. Tuesday means $2 walking tacos on game show night. Wednesday is kids take over the ballpark, and it's a thirsty Thursday on Ag Night. Game time is 6:35 all four nights. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, their family, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine, our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience, with a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments, and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up!
Caparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hike through the hills or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the Upward Spikes. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medlar Field at Lebrado Park. Enjoy 10-Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
The State College Spikes are back home for four games full of fun this week. Monday is old school baseball night on a Buck Monday. Tuesday means $2 walking tacos on game show night. Wednesday is kids take over the ballpark. And it's a Thirsty Thursday on Ag Night. Game time is 6:35 all four nights. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. As the fireworks light up the skies over Happy Valley, the State College Diamond Dogs celebrating. Just talked to Jordan Williams down on the field. They're undefeated at 1-0 as the State College Diamond Dogs winning the first ever NFT Classic by the score of 3-2. Final game totals for tonight. Williams for two runs on seven hits, one error, and the Crosscutters leave nine runners on base. State College, three runs on seven hits, one error, 11 runners left on base. The winning pitcher is Kiernan Higgins. He is now 1-0 on the season. J.J. Sanchez takes the loss for Williamsport. He is now 2-3. The save to Daniel Harper is third of the season. I checked that, second of the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 40 minutes here in front of 3,626 here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Continue to be for a while. More great activities going on here at the ballpark, including these fireworks lighting up the skies. But, of course, more great activities coming up next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Spikes Home all four nights, all at 6:35. Old school baseball night on a Buck Monday. It's also trade any ticket night on Mondays. You can trade in any ticket for a ticket to the game. Tuesday night also is a $2 walking taco Tuesday. Plus, it is game show night at the ballpark. Wednesday night, kids take over the ballpark, and it's a Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Then Thursday night, it finishes up with Ag Night and a Thirsty Thursday. $2, 16-ounce select drafts, $4, 16-ounce craft drafts available from 5:30 to 7:30. All that taking place next week. First three games against Mahoning Valley. The Thursday series finale, or homestand finale, is against Williamsport, and that'll close out the home schedule for the first half of the MLB Draft League season. The second half will begin, and there will be some player movement. We'll keep you updated on who is coming to Happy Valley as we get more information in the end of the first half into the second half of the MLB Draft League season. For the final score tonight in the NFT Classic, the State College Diamond Dogs defeat the Williamsport Bored Apes 3-2. We'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon. They turn back into the State College Spikes and the Williamsport Crosscutters to finish off this series with a 4:05 matchup at Muncie Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. I'll be on the air with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health, starting at 3:50 p.m. All of that to take place tomorrow on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.